John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hey up, witches. I thought I would throw you a little bonus, as it has been a very long time since I've put any bonuses on the old public feed. This is the very first Cauldron of Woo exclusive podcast for the Patreons, but you're getting a little sneak peek. And if you like it, there's lots more where that came from over on my Patreon. Have a look-see, won't you? It's like a couple of quid. But I did start off as What the TikTok and then got seriously annoyed with TikTok when I got cloned over a year ago and they couldn't give a toss. So I threw my bat and ball away and I didn't log on for like a year. I'm back on it now just because there's a lot of cool witches over there, such as Gail, the witch next door, who helps me out loads, bless her. He's proper shouting me on and sharing my stuff, and she's a massive witch on the old tinterwebs. So that is very helpful indeed. Thank you, Gail, you absolute diamond. So enjoy this little offering, and the next episode will be out on Monday. Then reverting back to bi-weekly episode because I just can't do it, it's too hard. Welcome to the Cauldron of Woo. This is the first episode and it's a branch off from What the TikTok because I was just so cheesed off with them, the way they reacted about being cloned and people being scammed in my name. Therefore, I'm shaking off that title and also finding information elsewhere other than TikTok. So this is an evolution of What the TikTok, a new little bite-sized witchcraft and spooky and conspiracies and things that make me go like, ooh, that really interests me. Welcome, welcome everybody. I hope you enjoy this little offering exclusively for the Patreons. First up, I want to talk to you about mirrors. Mirrors are just such an intriguing and can be quite magical and of course very useful. We need them really in daily life to see how we look and see behind us whilst we drive and just check us lippy, do experiments and all that jazz. I have this fascinating book called Magpies and Red Skies by Willow Wincham. The Enchanting Origins of 100 Superstitions. This is about breaking a mirror, which we all know, and try to avoid. Just trying to recall if I've ever actually broken a mirror. I must have, but I can't quite remember. But it's said that when you break a mirror, it's 7 years bad luck. And this belief apparently is almost universal. In Russia, breaking a mirror is thought to bring great misfortune for a friend. Under no circumstances must you look at yourself in a broken mirror, in a belief also held in India and elsewhere. Many cultures throughout history believe that a mirror holds the soul of a person reflected there. Stands to reason, therefore, that if the glass becomes harmed in any way, the soul will be likewise affected. Often linked to Roman beliefs is that the human body renewed itself every 7 years. The popular idea to break a mirror brings with the 7 years of bad luck was only first attested in print in England in the mid-19th century. In Italy, there's also the belief that breaking a mirror brings 7 years of bad luck. If you break a mirror, don't be tempted to keep the shards, since it will only magnify the bad luck in which is to come. Instead, try burying the broken pieces by the light of the full moon or grinding them into dust to attempt to ward off the bad luck. I couldn't do that. That would make me cringe. My teeth would absolutely wobble doing that. This superstition does not just extend to humans, but in the mid-19th century England, it was said that if a cat broke a mirror, another cat in the household would pay the price. If you break a mirror during Chinese New Year, Misfortune can apparently be avoided if you gather up all the pieces and wrap them in a red cloth or paper before throwing them in a lake or on a river on the fifth day. Some think that the size of the mirror matters. Breaking a small one is said to bring fewer years of bad luck than breaking a large one. If you drop a mirror that doesn't break, breathe a sigh of relief as good luck is coming your way. Ooh, I've not heard of that one before. All us 90s kids will recall being in the bathroom, turning the lights off, looking in the mirror and saying Candyman three times in hope that we might get a little bit action in the day's boring maths lesson and all that silly stuff. I do kind of cringe a little bit at this as a adult witch. I remember as a kid I used to have a very good friend who was a bit weird. She had a bed from a hospital that people had died in, which she quite liked. It was like a really nice white, like swirly-whirly metal bed frame. And I remember talking to her about it and she said, oh, I quite like that people have died in it. She had this mirror on the wall and in front of it she had a curtain rail with a little curtain that she used to pull across before she went to bed every single night. And I was a very young teenager at the time. I guess that is how I started to realise the power of mirrors in this mortal realm. I do have issues with mirrors facing beds when I go on holiday, especially centre parks. The way the mirror is situated in every bedroom is it's in the corner and it mirrors the sleepers. So when you're in bed, you see yourself in the mirror and every time I stay there, I cover them up at night because it is well dodgy, is that? Mirrors have been feared and respected throughout history, like for centuries, because people believe like they have a special supernatural power of going into other realms and connecting with the dead and stealing your soul in the night. Feng Shui says there should be no mirror opposite your bed, as when you sleep, your soul could get confused. You know, when you dream and you go out of your body, it is theorised that if there is a mirror, your soul won't know which body to go back into, may go in the mirror and be stuck there for centuries until somehow you have some kind of ritual to bring it back. It's just fascinating. I love it. In ancient Greece, mirrors are connected to the dead and speaking to the dead. They'd use them to communicate with different realms of the other side by staring at them with candles and the like around them. And it is used for scrying today as well. I mean, I often use mirrors for scrying. If you put a candle in front of your face and stare at your own reflection, you can blink, but like look around your face, then I believe you can divine that way. To me, it is a bit like how you would do a magic eye piece of art back in the day. Can you remember them? I remember when I met the occult family last Halloween. Ooh. They came to Leeds for the Gothic Festival and I made an effort to go meet them before I recorded with them, which I have done and I haven't shared it yet. But I will. I'm just picking the right time. But they had a haunted mirror within their selection of haunted items that was in like a tent of haunted items and it was covered up. And there was a disclaimer that you had to sign if you wanted to look in the mirror because it was said to haunt you. Like if you looked at your own reflection, you'd get haunted. Did I look in that mirror? Did I? No way am I looking in that mirror. But he said stuff happens to people and they've had to make a disclaimer so they don't get sued if people come and look in the mirror. Maybe that's scary. And then there's that famous mirror that's hidden underground in the Vatican, isn't there? I think it's in like a room that's leaded and secured and nobody can go in it. This mirror is like the devil's mirror and it is called a class 3 infernal object and it is believed that it was made by the devil. And it's supposed to be a beautiful mirror that's carved out of obsidian. But when you look in it, it can tell you when you're going to die. So people who have looked in it have reported bleeding from the eyes and talking about whispers spoken to them direct. So it is severely kept under wraps, is this mirror. Apparently it's in waiting for another mirror to be brought near it. And when these two mirrors are opposite each other, it opens a portal to hell and Armageddon will begin if these two mirrors meet each other. Oh my God, what is that about? That just makes me go like, what the fuck? So when you look into these haunted mirrors, if you Google search, right, there's so many haunted mirrors around. But you just know one knob is going to come along with this mirror and bring it to that mirror, and then what's going to happen? Gives me blooming heebie-jeebies. Okay, let's try and lighten it up a bit, kind of. This next one I did actually find on TikTok, but it's just really stayed in my mind, so I've got to talk about it. The act of rubbing elbows with other people. Do you remember in COVID times, yes, the C word, when we weren't allowed to shake hands, we were covered in hand stuff. They weren't nice times. My hands were so dry and cracked and painful. It was not a good time. And people went around like bumping elbows, which even then made me a bit like, I don't like that. What is that about? So in the voodoo and hoodoo spiritualist beliefs and traditions, they believe that to touch another person's elbow is to swap your destiny with them. So there was a guy who went viral on TikTok recently, and he was going around Orleans inviting people to bump elbows with him, you know, like tourists and stuff. And on the video, a guy actually says, I know better than that because the shadow man taught me. And then it opened this whole discussion about why you shouldn't bump elbows with people. The elbow moves around and is very versatile and kind of open and closes like a door. We use as elbows all the time. They hold a lot of power, really, in terms of freedom and achievement. Could be a magical symbol for your destiny and how your life progresses. And so it could be a way into your destiny. Don't you think that's mad? Oh my God. And when you sit at the desk and you're writing and you accidentally bump elbows with the person next to you, have you just swapped your destiny? I'm sorry, that just blew my brain, and I thought about it for a long time afterwards. And even though it seems a bit silly and far-fetched, I still would never bump elbows with anybody 5 years ago or even now. Okay, last one, a positive one. Do you know about when you plant a seed, putting it in your mouth, then putting it in the soil is thought to help it grow? Some people think that's because you're giving it moisture to, like, wake it up, make it come alive, but it actually is reading all your saliva and the information within there in terms of what your body needs. It's learning from your saliva to produce the best fruit for your body. How brilliant is that? And apparently farmers do this. It's like a farm thing where everybody puts the seed in the mouth, puts it in the ground. It's a little bit like breast milk and breastfeeding. When your baby's saliva is on your nipple, it tells your body what kind of antibodies to make for the baby. So only your body can create the best, most bespoke milk for your child. And it is so similar to what our food could be doing for us if we started to plant our own produce and not get it all from the supermarket. How fantastic is that? I thought that was just so brilliant. Of course, it won't work for other people as good as it will work for yourself. But I'd be fine with having fruits and veggies that the farmer grew with saliva when he planted them, because there'll be a little bit more natural stuff in there and a bit less of the shite that is put onto mass-produced stuff. So I just thought, if, dear witch, you are going to be planting this summer your food or your tomatoes or whatever, why don't you put your little seed in the mouth, or maybe even spit on them before you put them in the soil, and see how they taste and how they grow. That's it from me for the first episode of Cauldron of Woo. It'll be a little bit of everything. It won't just be conspiracy theories. It'll be things that just light me up, basically, as a witch and as a person, with a little magical element and a little dash of what the heck. I hope you're enjoying this. Please comment below and let me know what you think of it, how I can improve it, if you've got some input, if you want to come on it, whatever is good. I love to connect with my Patreons. Have a beautiful June, and I will speak to you on another episode of Cauldron of Woo!
Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.